Saturday, 24-week ordinary time 1. A first reading from the first letter to Timothy. Beloved, I charge you before God, who give life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate for the noble confession, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and the only ruler will make manifest at the proper time the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 4 to 15. When a large crowd gathered, with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some seed fell on the path, was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on the good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever had ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mystery of the kingdom of God had been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Though on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil come and take away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Though on the rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasure of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the one who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit to perseverance. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. To believe in God means to practice what He teaches. Believing in one thing and doing it another thing. It's like one who learns but never practices. Such a faith would not help the one who possesses it, both in this life and the life to come. In this life, One can never bear fruit. In the next life, one will not live a happy life with God. If one believes and practices God's words, that one will bear fruit in this life, such as a strong faith in God, a happy and joyful life, a peaceful mind, a lovable life with all, and will live a happy life with God through eternity. Today's readings advise all Christians must put in practice what they believe and proclaim. In the first reading, St. Paul reminds Timothy what he had professed in God. Paul's intention is to help Timothy to keep carefully what God commands to achieve what God promises in the next life. In the Gospel, Jesus uses the parable of the sower to remind his disciples that they must respect and practice God's word in their life. If they do that, they will bear plenty of fruits. Second analysis. First reading. Thrice is the King and the Lord. First point. To look back what happened in the past. Paul wants to remind Timothy two things that happened in the past. First, Christ's profession before Pilate. In Jesus' passion, he was brought to Pontius Pilate to be judged. The Jews must find a right reason for Pilate to condemn Jesus. The religious reason is not enough to condemn him. The Jews gathered themselves and they accused Jesus and with Pilate. And they accused Jesus with Pilate. This person had called himself a king. Whoever called himself a king, he is against Caesar. Therefore, Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of Jews?" Jesus answered, "You have said so." See Mark chapter 15, verse 3. The Jews did not want to accept Jesus as their king and Lord, but that is God's plan. Jesus will be the king not only to govern the Jews, but also all the people. However, Jesus explained the way he governed people in the fourth gospel. "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." This title was put on the cross by Pilate's command in three languages, Latin, Hebrew, and Greek, even though the Jews protested that. Second, Timothy's proclamation when he was baptized and when he was ordained at an episcopal. Timothy had prophesied Christ is his King and Lord, as Jesus prophesied he the king before Pilate. Christians must believe and profess that to be saved and to inherit the eternal life. See Romans chapter 10, verse 9, and letter to the Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Second point, what one must do in the present life. One must practice what one had professed. Paul commanded Timothy to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. In like manner, when a Christian professes that Christ is his King and Lord, he must keep carefully what he commands. Third point, what will happen in the future? Behind Christ's proclamation before Pilate and Christian proclamation in Christ is God, who will show the ultimate position of Christ in the proper time. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone had immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. Second, the gospel. All Christians must love and practice God's word. Third point, Jesus tells people the parable of a sower. This is a man who goes out to sow his seeds. During his sowing, there are four cases that can happen. First, there are some seeds that fell on the path and were trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Second, some seed fell on the rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Third, some seed fell among thorns, and the thorn grew with it and choked it. Fourth, and some seed fell on the good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After finished talking, and he called out, whoever had ear to hear ought to hear. Second point, Jesus explained the parable for his disciples. Two important things Jesus pointed out. First, the seeds are God's word. Second, the place which the seeds fell into is people's mind. Also, four cases. First, the seeds that fell on the path are those who did not prepare to hear God's words. They heard because they had to. They do not think God's words are important for them. These are the reasons why they do not understand what they heard. They do not remember what they heard because they do not understand it. God's words are useless to them because the devil took completely all what they heard. Second, the seeds that fell on stony ground are the ones who welcome God's words at the beginning, but they do not let God's word permeate their souls. This is the reason they cannot overcome trials and sufferings. They do not practice what God taught them to strengthen their faith. Third, the seeds that fell into thorny bushes are those who heard God's words, but they do not give God's words an ultimate place and do not put God's words into practice. They are worried themselves with worldly glory and sensual pleasures. These are the reason that God's words cannot grow and bear fruit. Fourth, the seeds that fell on good soil are the ones who repaired, welcomed, meditated, and practiced God's words. depending on how much effort they put out, they will gather that many fruits. It could be 30, 60, or 100-fold. Jesus wants to point out that the way so that God can bear fruit in one life. First, they should repair their mind before listening and learning God's words. When their minds are not ready, they could not understand what they heard. Next, they must spend the time to meditate God's words days and nights to find ways to put God's words into practice. Lastly, God's words demand them to sacrifice and to give up worldly standards to follow the divine standards. If they do that, they can bear plenty of fruits in this life and the life to come. Application in life. We must live according to what we profess our faith in God and Jesus Christ. Do not profess in one thing and do other thing. If we proclaim the Christ as our King and Lord, we cannot let anyone or anything to substitute for his place in our soul. As Christians, we must love God's words above all and always find our ways to practice them. If we despise God's words, we will not know how to live. If we are content with knowing God's words, they will not benefit anything for our life. Amen.